Welcome back here with the news at 1. The General Secretary of the country's largest public sector union, FORSA, has said that improving pay must be his union's priority. In an address to delegates at FORSA's national conference in Killarney, Kevin Callanan said that runaway inflation was leading to a cost of living crisis. He said that employers who can afford to do so must improve rates of pay. The annual rate of inflation rose to 7% last month, its highest rate in 22 years. Public sector workers are due a pay increase of 1% in October. We'll be speaking to Kevin Callanan in a moment. First, our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been speaking to delegates in Killarney.
I suppose the lower paid need to get it looked after first. It's harder on them. It's harder on families. Childcare is a big issue for families, especially in cities. In the country, you might have some family that look after it. But yeah, childcare, fuel costs. I don't have public transport to work, so my fuel bill has gone up over €1,000 in a year. I travel 32 miles each way to work every day. But we want it fair. Everybody wants a bit of the cherry.
Well, what needs to happen in the upcoming pay talks is that our standard of living is maintained. We're not responsible for the inflation. We're not the cause of inflation. And we need to be able to have enough money in our pocket to fill our cars, put food on the table and support our families.
Do you have a percentage in mind? Do you think it should go beyond the 6%? What do you think? How much should the increase be?
Me personally, I think it should be around 12 to 14%. Because while 6% is shown out there, it's going to go beyond that. Realistically, it's going to go beyond 6%. So we can't just say 6% and flat out with that. I don't think we'll get any means 12 or 14%, but it should be 12 to 14%, in my opinion.
That's FORSA delegates at their conference in Killarney. Their General Secretary is Kevin Callanan. He's with us now. Kevin Callanan, good afternoon. Thank you for talking to us today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
How much of a pay increase are you looking for?
Well, what we've said in relation to the current public service agreement is that its terms, as the report said, 1% for each of the 2 years, payable in October, amounts to an annualised increase of 0.25%. Last year, the annualised rate of inflation was 2.4%. This year, the annualised rate of inflation is projected to be anything between 6.25% or 6.75%. And there's a downside risk that it could be even worse than that. And they're the official figures coming from the ESRI, the Department of Finance, the Central Bank. So that's the scale of the gap in terms of the cost of living for our members in the public service covered by that agreement.
So how much are you looking for?
Well, what we're saying to the government is that's the scale of the problem and that's what needs to be addressed.
Yes, you've said what the scale is, but how much are you looking for? You heard from some of your delegates there saying that 6% is not enough. Some of them want double-digit increases. How much are you looking for?
But we haven't quantified the claim, Gavin, in that way, because what we're saying is whether it's the public service or whether it's the private sector, there's been a lot of focus on the cost of living crisis and the effect on agreements in the private sector. We have agreements of different durations at different stages. And what we're saying is the context for all of this creates an opportunity for government to do something about the social wage, because the absence of an adequate social wage in Ireland is placing all the emphasis on pay negotiation. What I mean by that is that if I was in Germany or Sweden or another modern European country, I would have access to affordable childcare. I'd have more likely to have affordable rent. If I had to go to the GP or to the accident and emergency department, or if my child needed access to therapy services, I would have them available without having to pay the kind of costs we have here. So it's really important to set all of this cost of living crisis in a context. And there is an opening now over the next couple of weeks, if the government have the will to do it, to try and work with us in the trade union movement and the employers to try and see, can we do something to address the social wage and to improve cost of living that way? Obviously, that has to be accompanied by collectively bargained increases. And as I said this morning, all employers who can afford to do so, including the government, are going to have to do their bit.
Well, let's hear from that employer. Let's hear from the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath.
In view of the impact of the current inflationary environment on living standards, we are prepared to go beyond the pay terms within the current agreement, but we need to balance that against the risk of doing any long-term harm to the economy, the public finances, and indeed the competitiveness of the Irish economy into the future.
That's the Minister. Kevin Callan from Forsa is still with us from Killarney. One of your delegates on the floor this morning said we need to get strike ready, get ready to fight and start organising lunchtime protests. What do you think?
Well, I think our emphasis at the moment is on this upcoming negotiation. I listened to what the minister said. That's the message that we've been getting in a meeting last week with the department officials. And I think what we now need to see is, well, what does that mean in practice? What is the minister saying the adjustment of the pay terms of building momentum will actually be? We've asked the Workplace Relations Commission to facilitate the talks. They've indicated that before their formal involvement early in the week after next, they'd like us to meet again with the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform officials. That will happen around the middle of next week, and we're going to try and scope out the issues for discussion. But really, the question is, how far are the government prepared to go? We will only establish that in the negotiation.
Separately, many of your workers are still working from home. Many of them want to continue to do so in some shape or form. The Assistant Secretary of the Department of Enterprise, Dermot Mulligan, at an Oireachtas committee this week said the government would have a listening ear and is open to changing the draft legislation on remote working. What changes do you want?
Well, when the bill was published earlier this year, I think, you know, people across the country were struck by the fact that with the way in which it listed out all the reasons why an employer could reject the right to request, it read more like a right to reject remote working rather than a right to request remote working. So we want, you know, in general, we want the bill to be reshaped in a way that balances the rights of employees with those of employers. And what we saw earlier in the year clearly was skewed in one direction.
Kevin Callan, General Secretary of the Trade Union Forsa, thank you for speaking to us from Killarney this lunchtime.